producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, whether it's the Silk Road or kicking dogs. These are some of the things we've discussed tonight. You can comment on those still. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And also Ian versus Conan. You and I are in a contest, Conan, in Keene, New Hampshire.
It's all about competition. That's what makes the day go by, Ian.
To see who will best one another in the competition for city council. You and I are running in the race. We've got the official numbers, and we'll share those with you here in a few moments. And also, maybe we'll talk about bubbles coming up here with Ron Paul. Not that we're going to have Ron on the show, but we have had Ron on the show in the past. Just some comments from him on RT relating to economic bubbles. Our toll-free number is 855-453. If you want to join us here, the story we were just discussing, though, is the animal cruelty case of a man right here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we live, Conan. Who's been charged now with misdemeanor count of animal cruelty. He's 55 years old, turned himself in after being accused of kicking and killing a 17-year-old Pekingese Chihuahua in downtown Keene. Apparently, the Chihuahua urinated, maybe it did number two, I don't know. We're not real clear on what exactly the dog did. The description in the story is that it went to the bathroom in the yard.
Which could have meant maybe he did both.
Yeah, maybe he did both. And apparently the man, Toby Toosley, believed that deserved a kicking. So he gave a boot to this animal, which probably caused some sort of internal damage, considering the dog was 17, and a Chihuahua. I don't know how many Chihuahuas can get through a swift kick with
I think they're pretty durable.
Yeah.
But
at 17, maybe not so much.
Yeah, the age of the dog leads me to believe that it was just going to wake up dead one of these mornings. And so it was right there at the end.
And that's the way you want your dog to go.
Which doesn't make it any better, you know, or I mean, doesn't make it okay. But
no, it's not okay at all. I mean, this guy is completely out of line, and I don't know if he was drunk or what, or if he just hates dogs or what his problem is, but the only time I could ever see it being appropriate to put a boot to a dog like that would be if I truly believed that I was in danger of being bitten by said dog.
Or the people in your vicinity, your kids or your...
Or being attacked by it. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, that's when you go kick some dog.
Right. In this case, he has no excuse. I mean, this guy is as good as... He might as well go ahead and take the guilty plea at this point because, you know, I believe there were witnesses in this case. There were people whose dog it was. It wasn't his own dog. It was somebody else's dog.
Mm-hmm.
And your question about this was what?
Why do people care so much? I mean, this is a horrible thing. But there are so much more horrible things going on in the world. There are whole countries being bombed right now. They're attacking Syria right now. The hospital that just got bombed.
Yeah, that's right.
And
it's horrible.
And they don't talk about this on the news. I mean, it's just, and no one...
Well, the hospital bombing's been coverage.
It's gotten more coverage.
It got more coverage than the dog kicker did.
Yeah, once again, it goes with my argument. I mean, there's some instances where the 22 people who died at the hospital are more important than the 22 people who died at the wedding. For some reason, a hospital is more cutesy, it tugs more on the heartstrings of people than say the wedding. The wedding is not even better, but I mean, but if it was some supposed terrorist, 22 terrorists who were driving down the road, you know, no one cares, no one bats an eye. If it was some kids, no, but if it was people in the hospital.
Or a dog. Yeah.
It makes a huge difference. People just come out and this is something they can speak on. This is something where they have an opinion, but when it's real things like people dying, you never hear from these guys. It's like you have to make a decision. What is really important in this life?
Yes, if you've got an answer for Conan's question, our toll-free number tonight is 855-453, because it definitely seems that way. 855-450-3733, that it's easier to get people to care about animals that are cute, because it's probably not so much that they would care about a snake being stomped.
If this is such a huge deal, then you've got to go and attack every farmer across the globe. You know, people who are raising cattle,
for slaughtering
pigs, cows, chickens, rabbits.
Yeah.
I mean, they are systematically killing these animals on a regular basis. It's,
sure,
it's their livelihood.
I think that someone might point out, and not the most, not the super animal rights people, but some people sort of middle ground would point out that, well, you know, the cows and pigs, they're raised for the purposes of
and they were hopefully raised humanely, yeah. And when it did come to the death blow, it was quick and painless, and they didn't even know it happened.
Not the same, they would argue, as a man lashing out in anger at a tiny little chihuahua.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think you're still onto something here, is that people do seem to care more about a cute little animal than they do about their fellow man and woman and child. So if you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to join us. We do have Skype, by the way. Skype username tonight for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And the results are in, Conan, from the election. They've actually been in for a little bit, but they've not yet been certified. So I guess, you know, in theory, there could be a shifting of a few numbers here. But ultimately, you and I did not make the cut.
Oh.
There were 10 candidates that were going to make it through in a 16-candidate race, and you and I made it in at positions, you were actually ahead of me by almost 20 votes, 114 votes for you, Conan, compared to my 96.
Hmm.
So congratulations.
But we're still at the tail end there. And
we weren't the total tail end, but after us was one of the Stop Free Keen folks. He got one vote fewer than I did, although one of them, who was a native of the area, she knows a lot of people, and she put a lot of effort into her campaign. She's in sixth place.
She had signs, and she was doing the Facebook stuff. And
she's
cute, too.
And then our very own Johnson, who was trying to run as an anonymous candidate.
As a black sheep, under the radar.
Yeah, and it'd be interesting to talk to him later about this, because he feels like his race was spoiled, or his experiment was spoiled. And I guess and I don't know exactly what he means by that, because I did post a voting guide today to freekeen.com, which had his name in it. I didn't even think about it. Mm-hmm. He didn't want people to sort of know that he was a free stater or whatever. Thing is, it didn't take much to find that out, because all you had to do was Google his real name. Johnson is not his legal name. All you had to do was Google his real name and the word Keen, and the first result that came up was his LinkedIn profile.
And then, of course, the haters were creating their own voting recommendations.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a given.
He was outed as a free stater or free keener or whatever prior to the election, and so everybody who's connected with the sort of these networks knew that about him, but I think it actually hurt him to not answer the Sentinel's questionnaire. He did the worst of all the 16 candidates. He got 35 votes, which is a third, almost a third of the next vote getter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the top vote getter in the race got 925 votes.
Some guy who just came out of the woodworks, but he's been here forever.
Right.
Some professor at Keene State.
So, basically you were fourth to last, I was third to last in this race, and so we've been eliminated from the competition.
Thank God.
For this year. But
until next time, Ian.
Yeah, next time.
And they're not getting rid of me. This is not that easy. I want to see, because I want to tally up, get an idea of the total votes, and then find my percentage. Because I've been going up about 5% every time, and I want to see if this has actually put me up, or I'm about the same every time.
So here's one of the things I wanted to point out about this, Conan. The difference between your vote total and one of the lower vote total of the top five, right? So presuming the top five are the same top five in the next contest in the mm-hmm. general election, presuming they're the ones who get in, you would have needed another 452 votes.
Yeah, and I'm nowhere close.
To get in there. Now, you know, that's doable as far as people moving to New Hampshire. As far as, you know, we've got 20,000 people who are going to sign up for the Free State Project. There are, you know, probably 1,000 or so that could, in theory, move to the Keene area. I don't think they're all going to move to Keene. I don't think that even 10% of them will move to Keene. But out of 20,000, 10% is 2,000, and 5% would be 1,000. So if 5% of them actually move to Keene, but it's also unlikely that all 20,000 are going to move. So let's just say we get 10,000, mm-hmm. which makes our 5% 500 people. If we can get 5% of the people 5% of those 10,000 people to move to Keene, New Hampshire. That's enough votes, if presuming they all vote, which is also unlikely because there's some apolitical people out there too. But that's enough votes to change a primary result.
Yeah, that's all we need. I mean, the worst part about our situation is the people who are most likely to vote for us,
they don't vote.
They don't vote.
Right.
Either they don't believe in it, or they are
they're too busy.
They've lost faith in the system.
Right, you can't fight City Hall.
Yeah, I mean, they've given up.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Has this ever happened to you? You're applying for some type of a loan, whether online or in person. When it's time to hit submit, your nerves spike because you're not sure you'll get the approval you seek. There's a different way to approach life. It's called Credit Success Secrets Revealed. Credit Success Secrets Revealed is a revolutionized step-by-step system that you can follow to get all the credit you desire today. We're talking about secured and unsecured credit, car leases, credit cards, and cash. Call 800-568-8960. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works no matter what your current situation, whether you've had bad credit, never had credit, or looking for some business credit, or any type of credit. Please call 800-568-8960. We don't take any personal information. Your personal information is way too valuable to trust to a third-party email or a website that doesn't answer the phone. At Credit Success Secrets Revealed, we show you step-by-step what to place into the financial computer systems that control your credibility in the marketplace today. We practically fill out the forms for you. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works 100% of the time. Call now, 800-568-8960. That's 800-568-8960. 800-568-8960.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and that's 855-450-3733 with you in studio in here.
In Conan.
And I want you to know how you can get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99 when you use code FTL at Vistaprint.com. If you're a small business owner or you're going to start a small business, then you probably already know how expensive that business cards can be. Plus, you know, you've also might want to get some other products like, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, and invitations. Vistaprint does all of that. Tons of custom products for your home and office needs. Customize your text on the cards, the colors, backsides. You can even upload your logo or upload the entire graphic. Maybe you're a graphics design pro or you've got a pre-made graphic like I have done. I've made a Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree promo card with Vistaprint. And you can go there. It's super easy, very user-friendly. Using their tool on their site is just, it's a breeze. You go to Vistaprint.com, use code FTL. It's a special offer for you, dear listener. You get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. That's up to a 50% savings over the regular site pricing. A fantastic deal. Tons of layouts and design options are available. Even special stuff like you can make your card look real fancy with metallic or spot gloss finish. Even a thicker cardstock as well. Go to Vistaprint.com and get 500 custom business cards for just $9.99 with code FTL, like Free Talk Live, as we continue here. Conan defeating me in the primary here with nearly 20 votes on top of my 96 votes. You with, I think, 114. The final results are not yet certified by the city clerk, but we're going to call that one a decisive victory for you, Conan. I think that's the first time that you have surpassed me in vote total. You and I ran against each other in the school board election once, and I believe I got more votes in that election, but none of us put any effort into that election. Mm-hmm. This one, you put some effort in.
A little bit.
You put signs up.
I put signs up. I mean,
that's all you did. You answered the questions from the Sentinel. You put signs up. All I did was answer the questions. I didn't put any signs up. There's one guy that drives by. He's always encouraging me to make handmade signs. He says that's what really sells a candidate around here. And I'm like, look, man, I don't have time for it. I'm just not interested in doing that. If you want to make signs for me, please, by all means.
I'll tell you, I put up maybe, so I got 50 signs.
Okay.
I put up all of them.
Nice. And how many have been stolen so far?
Well, I found two that were pulled out of the ground and laying over at one location.
Could it have been wind?
No, not this. In this situation, and it wasn't the grass cutters coming through, cutting the grass, and then not putting the signs back. Someone pulled this out of the ground and just laid it right where it was. Everything else is still there. No, there have been no other thefts or.
That's good.
So, I mean, but I still spent maybe 3-4 hours putting that crap up, and
sure.
I mean, that was time that I could have spent doing something else.
So, was it worth it?
I don't know.
Well, at least you have the signs. They look nice. You got the yellow and black, kind of the typical voluntarist color scheme, and very high contrast as well. So they look good.
I think they look sharp.
And you were smart about it too, because you got the kind of signs that you can use for anything. Yours say is like "Vote Solidé," right?
And it has some of my ideology at the bottom.
Right.
Lower taxes, smaller government, common sense, and I think that's what killed me. Because, you know,
what part?
You have so many, the people who vote in the primaries, they're trying to get something from government. They see lower taxes and they immediately think, I'm going to start just eliminating positions, or I'm going to start cutting their favorite projects, and they're the last person they're going to vote for. So maybe that was a mistake. The other thing was not actually putting my position on the signs. Might have been a mistake. Everyone else had
city councilor
or mayor on their signs. I was the only one that just had my name and some of a description of my ideology on the bottom. The question is, did that hurt me?
I don't know. I think that is an interesting question. I think it's a smart way to do signs, because then you can use them for anything.
I can use them for school board. I can use them for state rep. So,
right.
I mean... And if it really bothers me later on, I can actually like laminate up some partial signs to stick on the existing signs saying this is what I'm running for.
Well,
I don't know. I'm going to be running again.
So wait. So you were talking about the results. You were talking about the people who are likely to vote at a primary.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did some exit polling today, outside of the one of the polling locations. In Arkeen, New Hampshire, there are five polling locations. There's five wards, one location per ward. So I was only at one of these locations, and I was the only one doing the exit polling today. So it's a limited little snippet of who was out voting. Usually when I do these exit polls, this is like the third time that I've done them. Usually there's one question that I ask, so it's a really easy kind of like activist thing to do. When somebody's coming out of the polls, I will ask them, hey, do you have time for a quick one-question exit poll? And actually, this time around, I got a lot of people who were willing to answer it, which mm-hmm. was nice. Maybe it was because the weather was nice, and so, you know, it wasn't a big deal to stand there for a little bit. But the question is, do you think government is too big, too small, or just the right size? Now, there are some people who are smart, very intelligent people, and who they realize that there's different types of governments out there. So they'll say, like, well, which government, right? You mean the federal, state, local? So when they start getting too detailed, it kind of ruins the question. I'm looking for somebody with that visceral response, like, too big. You know, somebody who hears that question, they know the answer. Mm-hmm. Too big. So there's a certain answer I'm looking for. If somebody says the government's too small, I check off their box and I say, thank you very much. Have a nice day. In this case, only one person. I was there for an hour doing the exit poll, and in 1 hour talking to, about 20 people gave me responses to this. I guess, well, more, I would say more like 30 people gave me responses, but 10 of the responses or 9 or 10 responses were like not within the options that I gave them, basically, mm-hmm. so I don't really count them. And then there was probably another 7 people that refused to talk to me or wouldn't or didn't have time. So only one person said that the government was too small. So that's a good thing, right? That's a good sign. You'd expect that if it were indeed all statists going out to vote, that we'd hear more people saying that the government was too small, that we needed more of it. I was actually surprised that just right, that the, you know, was it too big, too small, or just the right size? Just right won today with 10 votes, 10 people saying that it was just right.
Right.
And then 8 people said that the government was too big. So a solid second place for government is too big in Keene's municipal election. Keene, the leftist town of New Hampshire with one of the highest tax rates. I would say there's a good amount of people out there who agree with us, Conan, but as you've pointed out correctly, most of them don't come out to vote. Most of them aren't interested. There were even people who were there picking up their kids from the rec center. They were there. They could have gone in to vote, but they were like, oh, I've got to take my kids somewhere. I'm picking up my kid from the rec center. We got to go to a doctor's appointment or whatever. And so they don't even take the time that it takes to go in there. So that's one of the challenges that we have here, is motivating the people who do agree with us to actually come out and do something about it. They do exist. You know, if Keene is a small city of 25,000, about 23 to 25,000 people, and only 1,000 people voted, and we don't have the totals yet, but it looks like maybe, let's say, probably no more than 1,500 people voted today. I would say maybe closer to 1,000, because the city council race, the mayor's race, none of them got more than 1,000 votes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 1/25 of the city that is, you know, participating in this. Now, not all of them are of voting age, so let's say 1 out of 20, 1/20 of the city that's participating.
Deciding for the entire community, just a small little fingernail portion of the community doing all the deciding for everybody.
So this is where the Free State Project, the idea of moving liberty-minded people to the same geographic area, can really have an impact. Just one of the ways.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here should you wish. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. It's Skype username LRN.FM. Obviously, this being a internationally syndicated talk radio program, we're not going to dig into any minutia of the local election results. I just wanted to talk about it briefly because you and I, Conan, were actually running, and you beat me in vote total. So congratulations to you. Having been here for only 3 years, you put up some signs this time around for your election. Was this the first time you ran for city council?
I believe I ran earlier on, maybe the first year I was here.
Really?
But okay. You're saying this is it's a national program, and yeah. We're talking about something that's going on in our area. But right. This is not, it's not just our area. That's why we're not going to get into the actual numbers. Right. But I mean, this is happening everywhere. You have libertarians.
Many libertarians running anywhere else besides in New Hampshire.
We talked to some guy last week, a Canadian, who was talking about his run and the fact that his numbers were very similar to the U.S. numbers, like less than 3%. And so this is going on everywhere. But like you said, it will never work. We are never going to get elected, Ian.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Unless we get the numbers here that support us.
Well, right. Yeah, I mean, that's going to happen, I think, over time. Whether it's us or another libertarian, somebody, I think, is going to win eventually. And actually, the night is not over yet, Conan, because there was another strategy that went on here today where it was a write-in strategy,
mm-hmm.
where the idea was there's these lesser seats that we were seeking,
yeah,
city council seats.
Vote moderators and stuff.
Yeah, like voting selectmen, voting moderator, supervisor of the checklist, all the crap that nobody really wants to run for. So the idea was to do some write-in votes there and see if we can get some folks. There was actually one free stater whose name is Keith who was actually on the ballot for one of these lesser seats. So be interesting to see how he did. Now, it's just a primary, but the more people that we can throw at the process, the better off we are. The more people that can come here and participate, the better off we are. And Keene's the tough zone, right? Like Keene of all of New Hampshire, Keene is one of the hardest places to win an election because it's one of the more statist towns in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, when I moved here, I knew that about Keene. I knew that it was a challenge of a place to live. You've got, if you think about it, Keene's in the southwest corner of the state. It's closer to New York, Vermont, and Massachusetts than any other city in New Hampshire. So, and it's also got a college in it. So, you know, you get all the status from the college, you get all the status from around the surrounding areas, and that's why Keene has like the second highest tax rate out of all of the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah, I don't know that. I think the system is going to collapse before we get elected.
You think
here.
So?
I think so. Which might be a good thing as well.
You think the systems in New Hampshire is going to collapse?
The big cities are what are going to hurt the most. I think the system is going to collapse, but it's...
You mean like the national level system is going to collapse, like the U.S. dollar, the federal government, that kind of thing?
Yeah. But I think that we are far enough out in the country that we will be protected from some of the
rioting or whatever.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of car flipping. And there are a lot of people who, when the money runs out and, you know, the money that they have become dependent on is not there any longer, there's going to be a lot of very upset people.
I don't know, Conan. They flip cars over pumpkins here in Keene, New Hampshire.
I didn't say it wasn't going to happen. I didn't say there was a whole crap load of the government employees here in our area that are going to be out of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, educated people. And that's the worst kind of car flipping when it comes from a teacher flipping the car instead of some, you know, you're used to some punk kid who's mad that his football team lost or whatever. But it's worse whenever, you know, educated family members or whatnot come out or they're members of a union and they're throwing bottles through your Uber car because, you know, you're taking their jobs away from them. So and it's going to happen. It's just history tells me that it's going to happen. And the only thing that we can really do is to try to surround ourselves with people, like-minded people who
yep.
are going to survive the blast.
So,
and I think we are far enough out in the country, and there are enough libertarian types here, and they might be more Democratic-leaning, more left-leaning,
right.
but this is a very, very strong libertarian-leaning here in New Hampshire. I think we were number two on that last little list that came out just recently.
Which list? The top 50 states?
Top libertarian states in the union.
Boy, I haven't. I don't know if I saw that one. The Mercatus Center, of course, ranks states based on freedom.
Yeah,
overall freedom.
We talk about that one a lot. This is a new list.
One.
I'll find it on the next break, and we can talk about that. But
our toll-free number, if you want to join us here tonight, 855-453. But put things in perspective for a moment. You know, because there's some people out there who are like, oh, you free staters, you know, you guys aren't doing anything up there. Well, wait a minute. Yeah, we are. There's a lot happening here. There's more happening here than anywhere else. How many libertarians were on your political ballot in your municipal election last time? How many of them? Because I know where I come from in Sarasota, Florida, zero libertarians were running on the municipal election ballot.
Mm-hmm.
There were, every now and then, there'd be like one or two in the state elections, like for running for state rep or whatever. Out here, we had three out and out, like three hosts of the show, including Johnson. Johnson, you and myself were all running for the state, not for state, but we're all running for city council here in Keene. So you got three principled, liberty-minded people. And now what Johnson was doing was like a dark horse run where he wasn't even promoting himself. He didn't even answer. He was one of two candidates who didn't even answer the questionnaire from the newspaper. And he wanted to see what kind of vote total he would get by doing that. And he actually got last place. So I think that's actually an indicator that it is better to just come out with what you believe. You know, you and I, Conan, we wear our beliefs on our sleeves, and we answered those questions from the local newspaper honestly.
Oh,
and,
it was. And if you read those, it's black and white.
Yeah.
You've got the political response, the tactful political response, and you've got these two knuckleheads who are talking about, you know, like individual rights and stuff, and like you know, taxation is theft, you know,
right.
which is what we believe. I mean, and when you wrap it all up in a nice little picture. But it's black and white compared to the other responses where they're all like, we've got to do this to protect our own people.
The government needs to do this.
Yeah, this is what government is supposed to do. It's supposed to take care of the people.
Now, there are some of the people who are running that were more fiscally concerned with the government's overspending and the taxes. And so there are certainly some choices that are lesser
evil. Always say they're concerned with the high tax rate.
But when they get elected?
But when the budget comes along, do they ever vote?
Or a smaller budget? No.
No, never. Yeah. So they're full of it. They're just politicians.
Yeah.
And that's the big difference between you and me. We're not politicians.
We're not pandering.
And we're paying for it in our
but
numbers.
But we did better than Johnson did, who did not even answer the questions. He made no attempt whatsoever to communicate his beliefs. He got last place. And we got four times his vote total. I got roughly three times his vote total. And we, you know, got the word out about Liberty. And to me, that's what the real value is.
For $2.
It's to $2. So what's it cost to run in your local city election where you live? Honestly, I don't know what it costs where I come from, but I suspect it was more than $2.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, it's incredibly accessible. The political system in New Hampshire is so... It's such a small field. It's such a small fishbowl, if you will. You can be the big fish in the small pond in New Hampshire relatively easily here. And especially if you talk about in smaller towns, a lot of places there's not even anyone who challenges the incumbents. Daryl Perry, our Thursday night co-host, looked at some of the numbers from a state rep election here in New Hampshire, and he told me that 45% of the races didn't even have a challenger. There was no one who challenged the incumbent.
Mm-hmm.
No one. And that is a huge opportunity. Just, if nothing else, to fill those races with libertarians, you know, running as Republicans and Democrats, because it's a crappy third-party system here. But to fill those races with liberty-minded people who can talk about the ideas of freedom, even if they have no chance of winning at that moment, it still builds the name recognition, it still gets the ideas of liberty out there, and at the very minimum, it gives some competition to these incumbents who they can just waltz right into office.
Without having to say anything.
Right.
At least if you go in
Make
there
them
with...
sweat.
At least if you go in there with... different opinion. Now they're going to have to defend their platform.
They're more likely to be willing to show up at a debate if there's a competitor. They're going to have to spend money. They're going to feel like they have to spend money. They're going to, you know, put mailers out there, buy campaign signs. They actually have to campaign if all you do is throw your name into the hat.
Yeah, make them work for it.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. If you want to share your thoughts and comments, you're welcome to do so. This is Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 bulletproof vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A bulletproof vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And if you care about privacy on the internet, you need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network. They encrypt your online data before it reaches your internet service provider. And that means that your ISP will no longer know what you're doing with their internet connection. Once you start using ProXPN, you can do that at ProXPN.com. Also, we've got the best deal thus far. We've been advertising ProXPN for a while now on Free Talk Live, and we've had a pretty good deal before. We've got a better deal for you, but it's only available to you if you pay with Bitcoin. Now, ProXPN does it right. They offer OpenVPN. That's the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and even Linux support, so it's super easy to get started at ProXPN.com. Now, the old deal was 50% off the regular monthly price if you bought the annual account, which is pretty darn good, 50% off. You can still get that deal if you're somebody who doesn't have Bitcoin. If you're just going to pay with your credit card, for instance, use code FTL50. That's still good. That code's still golden. You know, it's going to get you a great discount. And it's good, by the way, for the lifetime of your account. So that's code FTL50. But if you have Bitcoin, you can then go to proxpn.com/amp. ProXPN.com/AMP, like our Advertise, Market, and Promote program on Free Talk Live. Then, when you pay with Bitcoin, you get 2 years of ProXPN for less than $50 worth of Bitcoin, $49.95 worth of Bitcoin. And $5 of that price will go to the Free Talk Live AMP program. So, you get a tremendous discount. This is even far cheaper, actually, than the 50% off that we were talking about. But you have to pay with Bitcoin to get that deal. So if you want that deal, go to proxpn.com/amp and pay for pay for your ProXPN with Bitcoin. Or you can still use code FTL50 if you don't have Bitcoin. So again, proxpn.com/amp. Help spread the ideas of liberty and take back your privacy all at once. Conan, we want to talk about Ron Paul?
Let's talk about Ron Paul. He's always talking about them bubbles, and he's been foretelling the popping of them, the bursting of them, and I think he's got a pretty good track record.
He's got a darn good track record on these matters.
That Krugman guy? Not so much.
The U.S., this is from RT, by the way, RT.com. The U.S. 2016 presidential race is mass entertainment orchestrated by the media. Three-time presidential candidate and former Congressman Ron Paul told RT as he discussed frontrunner Donald Trump, the government, and the bubble-making U.S. economy. Paul told RT's Amira David that the billionaire presidential hopeful Trump, who earlier vowed to build a massive border wall and end birthright citizenship for babies born to undocumented immigrants, is nothing but an authoritarian. Here's a quote from Ron Paul. Quote, "He is an authoritarian, and he brags about it. I'm the boss. I tell people what to do. The government happens to be a little different than that. The only thing that you want to do if you believe in the market is you want to get rid of the government. But he's talking about having strong taxes on imports. He wants to punish people. He's the boss. So I think he'd be very dangerous to the economy. He gets a lot of attention right now, but he's an authoritarian," says Ron Paul. "He wants to run people's lives and run the world and run the economy because that's the way he lives his life. On occasion, he comes up with the correct idea, but an authoritarian is the opposite of libertarian. A libertarian wants to release creative energy to the individuals. We want to get government out of our lives, out of the economy, and out of all these places around the world. It's quite a bit different from the way an authoritarian would approach our problem."
And you know the worst part about all this, so we're talking about local elections, but this crap is about to take place on a national level, and the two guys that are getting all of the attention, both authoritarians, they're both telling it like it is.
Bernie Sanders, you mean, and Donald Trump?
Yeah, they're both telling their sides of the equation, their sides of the bird, the wings of the bird, what they want to hear, and it's the worst part. They're not even hiding anymore. They're not even talking politically. They're just coming right out and saying it. Trump is like, "Yeah, I'll send all them immigrants back across the border," and Grant and Bernie's like, "Yeah, I'll get you all this free stuff."
Mm-hmm.
And it's horrible that people are just sucking it up. They're loving it.
What's new though? Really? I mean, I guess what you're saying is they're more open now than they've been.
Not even trying to hide it. They're not speaking politically. They're just saying, I'll give you.
The U.S. economy, says RT, is set to grow 0.9% in the third quarter after bigger-than-expected widening of the trade gap for goods in August, according to the Atlanta Federal Reserve's GDP Now. This appeared to be a much slower rate than the regional Fed's prior estimate of 1.8% last week, said the Atlanta Fed. Paul said about that, "It's just the beginning of a downturn. Nothing's really happened yet. Everything is misdirected because of the price of money. There are bubbles every place. You have a stock market bubble. You have still bubble making in housing.
It's an education bubble, higher education bubble."
He mentions that next. He says, "When you see houses selling for $500 million, and you have a bubble in student loans." And that one's a huge one. We were looking at that the other few days back on Free Talk Live. "The bubbles are all over the place," he says. "This is the problem, and I don't see an easy way out. I think the markets are going to go down a lot more when you realize how serious this is. And actually, we're doing better than the rest of the world, but we're in trouble, too, because the world has never had a situation like this, where a whole world endorsed a paper currency and had a pyramiding of debt around the world by the reserve currency, which is the dollar. It's the biggest bubble ever, so it's going to be the biggest crash ever, but it remains to be seen exactly when that's going to hit."
It's going to happen within our lifetimes. I'm sure of it.
You know, there, of course, are always people predicting that it's right around the corner, and the Federal Reserve seems to have its ways of stretching it out, right? Like, they keep doing things to prevent the end from coming. And I imagine they've still got a few tricks up their sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's fine. If it takes longer, that's good, because it gives you time to prepare yourself for it. And I'm no financial expert or anything like that, but I know one thing's for sure. I don't want to keep all of my value in dollars, because if and when things do go bad with the dollar, you know, to the point of no turning back, then you're not going to want to be scrambling like the people in Greece were. You know, when the folks in Greece were ready to get to the banks and get their money out, it was too late. Then it was bank holiday time, and you can't go to the banks.
Yeah, withdrawal 60 a week or whatever it was.
60 euro per day, I think it was restricted to, from the ATM machines. But the banks were closed. You couldn't go and actually pull out any decent amount of money. So you got to prepare for that now. Like, so if people believe that you do, Conan, that this is coming, that it is inevitable, then now's the time to start looking at gold, silver, Bitcoin. I think these are three useful alternative currencies.
And where you live, too.
That's true. Getting out of the city.
Just watch a zombie apocalypse movie. Where do you not want to be when the zombies
right.
pop out?
Right, because if the government can't pay its bills, they're certainly not going to be paying for your food or whatever else it is. And there was a story recently in Illinois, they can't even pay their power bill at the state house.
Yeah, if you don't have enough yard to grow some tomatoes or raise some chickens, then you're in the wrong place when this, if and when this happens, and I'm pretty sure that it will happen soon. And you just don't want to be there.
Ron further pointed out that the source of the trouble is the Federal Reserve System, which simply cannot work in a real market economy. Quote, in a true free market economy, you have to have people work, use what they need to live on, and then save money. And that dictates interest rates and tells businessmen what they should do. Well, that isn't the way it works anymore. The so-called capital comes from the Fed, and they create it out of thin air.
Yeah, it's a credit card. It just keeps getting stacked on top of.
So everything's a mistake, and everything's going to be volatile. You can do this for a while when the country is very, very wealthy and a currency is very, very strong. But eventually, people mistrust the government. They don't pay interest. They have a huge amount of principal to pay. And corporations are deeply in debt. They borrow a lot of money practically for free, and they buy up their stocks. It's a mess. It's artificial. It has nothing to do with freedom, has nothing to do with free markets. And the sooner we realize this, the sooner we'll get rid of central economic planning and especially look into the serious problems we get from the Federal Reserve System. But I think, as you pointed out, Conan, before any of those serious inquiries actually ever happen, it's all going to come crashing down.
And then, if, like I said, if you look at the history books, we're going to probably have a savior who's going to come down.
Another political savior.
Come swooping down out of the clouds is going to save us all from...
another FDR, so to speak.
I'm thinking another Hitler.
Oh.
I'm thinking another Stalin.
Oh, my.
You know, the guys that you know, when it's...
That
when
could
it's,
be Donald Trump.
I believe that Donald Trump has a lot of similarities to Hitler.
Hmm.
When the whole, just look at Hitler's campaign when he came into power. The things he was saying, you know, we need to ship all those Jews out of the state. They're just sucking us down. They're sucking down our general welfare. You know, he
same
was saying,
thing.
And a lot of free. There were a lot of free options that were.
Now
he was
the Mexicans or the immigrants, right?
Yeah, it's not
a
whole lot.
And he
was telling the people what they wanted to hear, just like Trump.
Check out Conan. He's got a show. It's called Black Sheep Rising. You can go to blacksheeprising.org. It's a monthly video show, but also available in podcast, so audio form over
correct.
At blacksheeprising.org. You guys are going to be doing a live show at the upcoming Keenvention.
Correct.
At the end of this month. You can go to keenvention.info to learn more about that and grab your tickets for just $60 for the whole weekend of October 30th through November 1st. Meanwhile, we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit wendyjosephwrites.com. If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.